Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiver. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Well, Phil, good luck on trying to help me. I just got your wonderful service, and I'm very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And my Alexa isn't working, and my printer isn't working. So I don't know how to make them work.
I can very much help you with that. Can I get your name, ma'am?
I bet you can. Yes, my name is Betty, Betty. And my last name is Bienen, Bienen.
Thank you very much for that, Betty. Real quick, can you verify what is your service address?
51 Chestnut Street.
What city and state?
In Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
Thank you very much for that, Betty. What is your email address?
Betty Lee, L-E-I-G-H, 1@gmail.com.
Thank you much for that, and thank you for spelling out your name. I have all that confirmed. Let me just look into this real quick. So you're saying you're trying to connect, you said your printer and your Alexa to your...
Right, right.
All righty. What could possibly be going on is they're not recognizing the...
Yes.
The Wi-Fi signal that is available. So that could
right.
be the reason why they're not connecting. For your printer, is it trying to connect via, are you pressing like the WPS button that's on the back of the modem, or are you trying to connect to the actual Wi-Fi signal?
Oh, I don't know anything about the back of the modem. I'm just trying to, I have an Epson 1600. What is it? XP 6100. And I'm just trying to print. Like if I take something from my phone, it won't pick it up.
All right. What's your model number for your printer one more time?
XP6100.
Thank you much for that, Betty. Let me look into this real quick, and I might be able to help give you a little
okay.
bit of details on how to get that one in hooked up to the internet just fine. It looks like you haven't signed into HomePass, so you haven't actually changed any of like the passwords or anything. Did the technician who helped get your service set up give you the password for your Wi-Fi network?
I have not a password. I have a really long number, and then I have 888 Archtop. Well, that must be your telephone number.
Yeah, that's our telephone number.
Okay.
So I'm going to do something for you real quick, Betty. If you would like me to, what I can do is I can actually change the configurations
yes.
for your Wi-Fi network. So one, it's easy to recognize, and two,
great.
you're able to actually remember the password, and it's something you can write down for later.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Betty. What would you like the name of your Wi-Fi network to be?
Wi-Fi network. How about Rosie? I'm trying to make it easy. My last one was my phone number. Is that too long? How about Rhinebeck Rosie? That's my dog's name. Rhinebeck Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, and then one and then an exclamation point.
All right. And so I'm changing the name of the network to Rhinebeck Rosie. So that should be now, that's now changed.
Okay.
And what would you like your password to be?
Rosie. Is it still with the exclamation point and all that?
No, you can use any, it's a minimum of 8 year for your password. It is a minimum of
okay.
8 characters and it can be anything you like.
Okay. Okay, so that's my password. So why don't we say, I don't know. Give me an idea. Painting? How about painting? But I have to have numbers with it, right?
You don't have to have numbers with it if you don't want.
Oh, okay. How about painting? I'm a painter. Or that's not long enough.
No, that is actually exactly long enough. P-A-I-N-T-I-N-G. So painting, all of it. And let me just make sure. I'm going to put it with a capital P for
yes.
you.
Okay.
That way it's, you know, it's good. So that's now all set. So
okay.
for your printer,
Right.
Let me go to the support for it. I'm actually looking at the printer's information right now. So I
Okay.
can see what I can do. Let me go manuals, installation user guide. User guide, there we
Your
go.
Your video is still loading. I'm just looking. Okay.
All right, so Wi-Fi networking. There we go. That's what I need to do. So we're going to go direct mode setup.
We weren't able to load this content. Does that mean you're doing something?
It's possible.
It's okay.
So if you were connected on like your phone to your Wi-Fi network or a computer to your network, to the old one, you will actually need to reconnect because we did change the name of the network.
Okay.
So you'll need to change. You'll need to go to the Rhinebeck Rosie network because that is now your new Wi-Fi network name, and you'll need to
I'm going to turn this off, the TV off, just so we can.
Yes, that. So
well,
you'll have to.
I'm an older person. I just when they say just turn it off and turn it on again, but I know that's not going to do it. Okay, here we go. So, righty. Well, the other one had a really long number, so I'm going to go to settings, right?
For settings? So, yeah.
The network?
Networks, yep. And then you should see options for that one. It's going to ask you whether you want to do what's known as a protected setup, which is it'll say, like, it'll have maybe an image of, like, a WPS on it, or it'll ask you to search for a network. You want to search for the network. To connect to the Rhinebeck Rosie network.
Okay. Network, remotes, wallpaper, accessibility, payment. I can't find. What am I looking for? Protected setup.
So there's protected setup, and there should be another one. Okay.
Somehow I don't see. I see. Oh, you must have amazing patience. All right, I have accessibility, remotes, network. So I'm in network. Go to about, set up connection. Should I go to that?
Yes, go to set up connection.
Okay, wireless.
Correct.
Right. Okay, did that. Looking for wireless networks. Rhinebeck Rosie.
There you go. So click onto that one, and then it's going to ask you to input the password for that network because it is
and
password.
And that password is going to be painting.
Painting with a capital P, correct.
Okay, with a capital P. Do you have the patience for people?
It's kind of required. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't know how to do this. I'm just like, don't worry. I'm here to help.
So I'm not the worst person.
I am just double checking this. I downloaded the user guide for your printer just so I could help you out with this one.
Okay, painting. Now I go connect.
And yes, click connect.
Wireless connection, internet connection. Done. Network name, Rhinebeck Rosie. Connected, wireless. Okay. So.
And it'll be a similar process for your Alexa as well. So that way you are able to actually get those connected as well. So it's going to be...
What about the printer?
So was that... Your Epson is your printer, correct?
Yes.
So your printer is now connected to your Wi-Fi network. So you don't have to worry about that.
It is. Oh, you did it. Oh, gosh. That's so great.
You're quite welcome. For your
what about Alexa upstairs?
For your Alexa, give me a sec.
Okay.
How to connect your Alexa Wi-Fi to your speaker.
Good morning.
How to connect your Alexa device to your new Wi-Fi network. To connect your Alexa device to a Wi-Fi network, open the Alexa app and tap device at the bottom of your screen.
Alexa app should be on my phone, right?
Correct.
Let me do this. Okay, Alexa app on my phone. Okay. Okay.
At the bottom of the screen, tap devices.
Right. Yep.
Then you will select device type. Echo.
Device type.
You're going to select Echo and Alexa. And then you'll select apply.
Echo, Alexa. And then I'll do apply.
Correct.
Okay.
Your device should appear. So once that happens, select your device. And then tap the gear icon next to it.
Gear.
Okay. From there, select change next to the Wi-Fi network.
Right.
And then you'll be able to connect it to your Rhinebeck Rosie network that way. That way you don't have to go upstairs. You can actually do it directly from your phone.
Oh, gosh, you're fantastic. Okay. Well, I'm going to do this on my own, and I can do it. But I don't want to do it while we're talking because I'll disconnect you, right? Or I could do it.
It is a possibility. And if we did get disconnected, I could give you a call back if necessary. If it's not required.
Do you mind if I do it?
Go for it, ma'am. I'm here, and I can wait for you as long as possible.
All right. I'm going to put you on speak. Okay. So I'm going to go to Alexa app. There it is. How could it be there? Okay. I'm on my Alexa app, and it says one new device, music. You said I should go to phone. I should go to RR, whatever. What would RR be?
RR?
Yeah, didn't you say I should select this? Okay, I've got favorites, Betty's Echo Dot. That's what I want to deal with, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, me too. Here we go. Betty's Echo Dot, drop in. Off and settings.
And you should see up in the because you're seeing that, click the gear icon at the top from that little pop-up screen. Click on the gear icon in the top right-hand corner.
Okay, Betty's Echo Dot, edit name, device offline. Some settings may not be available. Wi-Fi network. Change.
Click on you want to change the Wi-Fi network.
No orange light. Tried this. Okay. If your device has a round action button, press and hold. If your device doesn't have an action button, press and hold. I'm going to continue. Is your Echo Dot plugged in and displaying an orange light? It's plugged in, but it has a blue light. No orange light. Try this. Do you think...
You may need to be next to your Echo Dot in order to do that. But that is that you're following the correct steps. The app actually is nice. It actually does give you a step-by-step guide on how to handle everything. So that's not something you should need to worry about.
Okay. And that should be the worst of my problems. Okay. You know, I do commercials as an actress, and a director sent me a script this morning, and he said, get the script. I'm so excited. And I went, and the printer didn't work. What do you think? What do you think? And I'm like, it's unbelievable. All right, I'm going to go upstairs and do this. This has given me a lot of information. You're wonderful. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, Betty. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I don't think so, but the printer is set up, right?
That is correct. Your printer is good to go.
Okay. Well, you're great, and I can't believe we actually did this. But, okay. There's my little printer. Let's see what you got. Okay.
All right, Betty. Bye. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archetype Fiber. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay.